Blog Talk Radio.
Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach. And I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com. Or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome. Welcome to Happy Mondays. It is Monday morning, and we are here to motivate you and to empower you. You know, people need to be empowered, and people need to be motivated. In these days, like never before, you know, with everything that is going on in the world, around us, in our economy, everything that's going on right in our own households, and let's not forget, we can never forget, most importantly, what is going on inside of us. And that's what we are here to help you with each and every morning, Monday through Friday. So you want to mark your calendars. If this is your first time tuning into the show, well, we welcome all of our listeners, but we certainly welcome all of our new listeners. And we have an important topic to discuss with you today. We've talked about some things on some other days. We've talked about how to get over the fear of success. There were a lot of people who thank you for your emails afterwards, and I received comments on my Facebook page. You're welcome to go and friend me on Facebook and, you know, keep up with all of the shows that will come up or any other activities, seminars, conferences. We do live coaching sessions. We do tele-coaching sessions, virtual conferences and seminars, but you know, you can go there and connect there. But a lot of people did contact me and say that that was really a good show, so you might want to definitely go back into the archives and listen to that. We've also talked about how to overcome your fear of. We talked about the overcoming fear of success, but we're also going to talk about over the next few shows about overcoming the fear of failure. We talked about how to find your dream job and even the steps on how to write a great business plan. But today we're going to deal with that attitude. We're going to talk about developing a positive attitude. And so the question that you want to ask yourself is, do you have a positive attitude? And do you know if you have a positive attitude or not? And what are some of, we want to look at, you know, what are some of the benefits of having a positive attitude? We also want to look at what are some of the problems with not having a positive attitude? What are some of the issues that we can face in life by not having that positive attitude? Can affect your health in any kind of way, any relationships and things like that? So I want you to get that pen and paper out because you, this is about you. You have to know some things about yourself, and you want to be able to remember it after these few short minutes that we're going to be here on the show. So if you just tuned in, welcome to the show this morning. Our topic this morning is developing a positive attitude. Now, believe it or not, developing a positive attitude can really help you cope with life. You know, a lot of times people are very frustrated and they feel out of sorts. You know, you ever feel out of sorts with your life? Well, it could be based on the fact that you may have a negative attitude and or you may be around people, you know, with a very negative attitude, and that can also affect you because it can actually drain you of your energy. You know, it takes a lot of energy to keep a positive attitude. So you have to get, you know, when we talk about your health, in the sense that, yes, you need to get your proper rest. Your proper rest, okay? You can't rest for anyone else. You have to get the rest that your body needs for the level of activity that you need. But a positive attitude is really, really, really something that you really, really wanted to develop because a positive attitude can manifest in ways like having positive thinking. Now, we've already talked about and we've seen and you've probably heard about it, no doubt, in various books that you read by a lot of great authors out there and motivational speakers. They will all, whether it's Mr. Anthony Robbins or Les Brown or any of the major Dr. Wayne Dwyer, you will all hear a very, very similar thing. Or even if it's the Bible or the Quran or whatever it is you're reading, you're going to hear a similar message that the way you think will drive your destiny. The way you think is driving your destiny. There's no doubt about it. The Bible tells us that as a man thinketh, so is he. So there's no doubt. There's no argument there. There's no debate. It's not up for debate. It is solid principle, fact, and the law that the way you think is where you will end up. And that is the premise of the entire concept movie book of The Secret. Is what you think is what you're going to attract. It's the same thing. What you think is what you will be. So this is very, very serious and very critical that if you want to be something positive and wonderful, you must develop a positive attitude. But how easy is it to develop a positive attitude? And does everyone have a positive attitude? And I would submit that everyone does not have a positive attitude, and that is why you absolutely want to make sure that you are one person who has certainly developed that positive attitude. So let's look at what can absolutely stop you from having a positive attitude. Well, some of the things that will hinder you from having a positive attitude is when you're in this state of where you hate your job. Or you may not be, you may feel like a failure. These are the kind of, you may have low self-esteem. These things can cause you to have a negative attitude. You may be a person that, when you're around people with, these things can help develop negative attitude in you, believe it or not. So if you're feeling any of these kinds of ways, you definitely want to go and get some type of coaching to coach you out of that situation. I mean, it's not like the end of the world if you find that you are a person who has any of the signs that you are a person with a negative attitude. Let's say you're a person, you're always blaming other people. You know, you can never take responsibility for the things that are happening to your life. Everything always seems like it's someone else's fault. Someone else did that. You know, that could be a sign that you are a negative person. If you are a person who always has to have a lot of drama in your life, every situation has to be, you know, dramatized. You have to have a lot of craziness going on. That, too, could be a sign that you're a negative person. You know, the person who is negative is that person who is like a pessimist. Everything is bad. You know, this is the end of the world. The banks are going to collapse. The economy is collapsing. And I understand a lot of this, you know, when you watch the news, they will, that's, you know, this news, so they're going to report a lot of bad things in the news because it's, you know, sensationalized and, you know, it's touching people's emotions and all that. So you, when you watch the news, you have to be, make sure you have your guard on, make sure you're protected, you have on your armor so that you don't walk away just with all of these negative viewpoints and that everything is bad. Because as bad as everything is, as bad as everything is, life is still worth living. It's still worth living. You can still have joy and peace, and you can still do things that bring about positive outcomes and successes in the lives of yourself and other people around you. So are you a positive person? And if not, how can you develop that positive attitude? And what are some of the benefits of having this positive attitude? And certainly we want you to, if you're listening to the show and you want to call in, you have a comment or a question, you can dial into the show simply by calling area code 347-945-7991. That's 347-945-7991. Now, the Coach Lalisha Show is heard each and every morning, weekday morning, right here on Blog Talk Radio, Monday through Friday. And it is a coaching show, and so I'm your coach, and we're dealing with topics that will help empower you and motivate you. It can help you in your career, your relationships. It can help you in your political life, whatever it is that you're choosing to do, and it will help you. Now, we're talking about developing that positive attitude. So let's look at what are some of the things that you need to do if you want to develop a positive attitude. Some of the things that you have to do developing this attitude. Number one, you know, being happy is also going to be a result of this positive attitude. Developing this positive attitude, one of the benefits, I should say. You know, with, you heard the saying, when you smile, the world smiles back at you. And so you're going to begin to behave in a positive way, and based on the law of attraction, you will attract more positive people into your life. But at the same time, you're going to, because you're so positive, the drainers are going to also come. The people who want to drain your energy, they're going to also be attracted as well, because they don't want to go out and create positive energy for themselves. Because, like I said, it does take energy. It takes work to stay positive. And so these individuals don't want to work. They just want to drain from others. They're pretty much, they're spiritually, emotionally lazy people. Physically, they may not be physically lazy, but emotionally they're lazy, and they don't want to generate happiness for themselves. And so what they will do, they will drain from positive, bubbly, high-spirited people. So they will also be attracted to you as well and try to drain you. But you will attract enough positive people that, you know, you will constantly pour out your positivity and your energy on them, and they will be pouring it out on you. And so you will constantly, you know, stay filled with your positive attitude, and that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So if you find that you are a person that has fallen into, you know, some kind of a pit, some kind of a dark hole of negativity, and it could be based on some circumstances that really were not in your immediate control, or maybe it was deeply buried in your subconscious. Maybe you had some tragic that happened to you, maybe the loss of a loved one, maybe the loss of, you know, a job that was very special to you. Maybe you had some financial losses, many things that may have, could have, maybe your health, maybe you had some issues with your health. And so maybe there were some circumstances that brought about this, your negativity or being in a very negative way. But you can get out of it. You can change. You can absolutely change. And that's what we're here to help you do. We help you to develop a positive attitude. Now, I talk about changing in my book, Release Your Power. And I certainly encourage you to purchase that book and to read it. You can purchase it online at my website, LilisaJWilliams.com. You can purchase the book there. And you can also purchase the book at Amazon, or you can contact me and on the 800 number, and you can also get the book that way, 888-714-7776, 888-714-7776. Or you can just contact me right here through Blog Talk Radio. But you want to, you know, I talk in there about change, and it's the very first chapter in the book, and I kind of explain, you know, the importance of being able to change. And in just a general kind of change sense, but changing certainly our attitude and our thoughts, and changing the way we speak and things, and changing our behavior. But if you're going to develop a positive attitude from whatever, whether you're at a negative, or you were almost at positive, or you were, you know, at a low level of positivity, but at any rate, you're doing some kind of a transition, the first thing you want to do is you want to make a choice. You see, being positive, you have to choose to be positive. It's not just going to fall out of the tree on you. It is a choice that you make. Every person that is positive has made the choice to be positive. For example, I could be negative about anything all the time. That's my choice. But instead, I choose to be positive, because having positive thoughts bring about positive actions, which bring about a positive destiny. And so it amazes me how people consistently end up in negative destinations and wonder how they got there. Well, it starts with your thinking. So first step to developing a positive attitude, you want to choose to be happy. Now, let me tell you something. That's going to be hard for some people. I know that. I recognize that. It's going to be hard for some people, and I do feel bad for them, because what happens is a lot of people leave their attitude and their thinking and their behavior up to other people. You know, they will say things like, she made me mad, he made me mad, she upset me, he upset me. He angered me, she angered me. So they're already given over their power and ability to change to someone else. And individuals who talk like that, you will hear this. As a matter of fact, on your notepad or in your journal, start listening to other people and tell me if you hear them say these phrases. He made me mad, she made me mad. He angered me, she angered me. He upset me, she upset me. When you hear people talk like that, that lets you know right there, that person is probably a person who will always have a lot of drama. These are people who are probably negative. These are people who probably will not make a lot of positive strides in their life. They will probably not, because they've already given over their power to someone else, And so now they're beholden to how other people treat them. It's based on what other people do, and they're basically just reacting, and that's how they look at life. But if you want to be a person who can have a positive attitude, you want to take control of your life, you have to know that it is your choice to get mad or stay happy when someone does something. It is your choice to get angered or not to get angered, to stay calm and sensible when someone does something. It is absolutely the choice you make. Now, yes, it's important to know all of your options. The more alternatives you have when a situation arises, the better choices you can make. So now that you have, you know, if this is you, maybe you're trying to help someone. Now that you know there are alternatives to people's behaviors, you do not have to just react with being mad or sad or angered or upset. But you can also, now you can choose to be calm, cool, collected, not worried, not upset, not resentful, and you can not be mad. Okay? Another thing to developing this positive attitude, and it may take a while. It may take a week, a couple of weeks. It may take a couple of months. It depends on your level of effort that you want to put into it, how aggressive you want to be. It's just like when you go to the gym to work out. You can get on the slow machine and do it slowly, or you can be aggressive and get on the machines that are faster, bigger, and you can do it also more often. That would help you be more aggressive. The other thing you want to do is you want to look at the bright side of your life. Yes, you may not have all the money you want, but you're still alive. You may not have the perfect job, but you still have a job, and you're still able to get up each and every day and go to that job. You have your health and your strength to go to that job. You may not have everything you want, but you have something. So you always want to look at the bright side of life. And you also want to choose to be and to stay optimistic. Again, you know, a pessimistic person always looks at the glass half empty. They're always looking at what they don't have. Well, I don't have a new car, but you have a car. Well, I don't have a car, but you can take the bus. Well, the bus doesn't come this way. Well, be glad you have legs that you could walk. I never forget a story that my sister, older sister, she's about 2 years older than me, used to tell me that my grandmother told her, and it certainly changed her life, and it's always changed my life, when she was a little girl, and she was crying because she didn't have any shoes, some new shoes or something, and my grandmother told her, I once cried because I had no shoes, and then I saw a man that had no feet. So, you know, there's always that bright side that we can look at. You also, to develop a positive attitude, you want to have, you know, faith in yourself. And you want to have faith in the power of God and what he can do. For some of you, you know, you have faith that, you know, in the universe, I can have whatever I want. It is mine for the taking. Another thing to develop positive attitude, and I talked a little bit about this, stay around positive people. Stay around positive people, and when you find negative people, run for the hills. Run, 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 and do not stop. Just keep going no matter what. Now, I hope you're writing these down because you want to remember them. Believe me, you, after you get off the show, you will forget, but you want to write these down, and you want to put them in a very conspicuous place where you can see them all the time, maybe over your bedpost, maybe over the refrigerator. You may want to hang them on your cubicle at work, in your office at work, if your office is at home, or if your office is in the car like mine's a lot of times. Wherever you need to put this at, you want to see this all the time. So you want to choose to be happy. You want to look at the bright side of life. You definitely want to stay optimistic. And these will lead you, all of these will lead you to a happy and overly abundantly successful life, as it has done for myself and so many others. I would not trade my positive attitude for nothing. I would never go, and I used to be a person who was very negative. I had a very negative attitude, and it just led me, did down a dark trail and hole that I couldn't even believe I got out of it. But I got out of it with these very things that I'm telling you. Once I changed my attitude, my entire world changed. Once I changed my thinking, my whole life changed. You know, people say, well, isn't it your belief in God? Isn't that what changed? There are a lot of people, let me just help you with something. There are a lot of people who believe in God, but they're very negative. They're mean, they're negative, they demean other people, they're always putting people down, they're always attacking people. They blame people for everything. So just because you have a belief in God or creator or whatever you believe doesn't mean that you're going to be positive. You have to have a positive. You have to choose every single day to be positive and to have a positive attitude. Choose to be happy. That's number one. Make a choice. Negative people are not happy. Don't get it twisted. Negative people are not happy. That's why they're negative. Hint, hint. Maybe they hate their jobs. Maybe they hate their life. Maybe they hate, I don't know, but they don't like themselves. They have low self-esteem. They are negative. That's how they are. So they're not happy, but you want to be happy. You want to have a positive attitude. You have to choose to be happy regardless. Whatever kind of job you have, look on the bright side, okay? You have to choose to be optimistic. You have to choose to see the glass half full. No matter what you don't have, you have to choose to see the things you do have. I don't have a Mercedes, but I have a beautiful, clean car with good tires and brakes that work. I have to choose. I don't have a Prada purse, but I have money, period, regardless. So you have to choose the bright side of things. You have to choose to be optimistic. I don't have everything I want in life, but I'm breathing. Each and every day, I get another opportunity to become the successful woman that God created me to be. And each and every day, you get an opportunity to become the successful person that God created you to be. And if you develop these things that I've just talked about, if you choose to be happy, you choose to stay optimistic, stay that way. Each and every day, if you choose to look at the bright side of things, if you have faith in yourself and the power that God has given you, if you associate yourself, get around happy people. If you read inspiring and motivational quotes. Don't read negative things. And pray and meditate on the positive things. If you follow these, you will be that light in a dark place for other people, and you will begin to see amazing. The light will attract the light. You will begin to see amazing things show up for you in your life. Well, this has been the Coach Lalisa Show. I thank you for tuning in to the show today. I hope that you tuned in because you really wanted to develop that attitude. And we want you certainly to come back tomorrow. We have another great show on tap for you tomorrow. And we want you to tune in tomorrow. We're going to be talking about leadership skills for 21st century living. Leadership skills for 21st century living. Now go tell everybody you know that you enjoyed the Coach Lalisa Show today. Stay empowered, stay motivated, and know that ain't no stopping you now.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Coach Lalisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.